I'm going to ask you two questions that may seem totally unrelated, but bear with me. First of all, have you ever played that game of guess who? Where you walk up behind somebody and put your hands over their eyes, say, guess who? And they're to guess who you are. I had a friend of mine who used to do that, only he had threw a little wrench into the game. He'd put it over your mouth and say, guess who? Of course, you couldn't. But the second question I have for you is, have you ever thought, what else can go wrong? You're like me and you've had that thought. Well, try to imagine this. After enjoying a holiday meal with your best friends, they all get into a heated and irrelevant argument. Then one of them leaves just to go and sell you out and metaphorically stab you in the back. Then you realize that one of your closest friends will not deny you just once. They'll do it several times. And soon, so will all those other friends. So attending a prayer meeting seems like a positive move, only to find out that those who are attending with you are extremely disinterested. Then that literal Judas returns with the authorities and falsely arrests you. And Peter then fulfills your early predictions. That's what Jesus went through. And then it happened. It gets worse. A vicious game of guess who. Luke 22, verses 63 and 60 through 65 say this. Now the men who were holding Jesus under guard began to mock him and to beat him. And they blindfolded him and asked him repeatedly, prophesy, who hit you? Or guess who? They also said many other things against him, reviling him. It's been said that it takes strength is the ability to do something. But it takes more strength to have that ability, maybe, and not do something. This is exactly what Jesus did at this time. You see, we know, I hope we know, that Jesus knows all things. John 2, 24 through 25 says, but Jesus would not entrust himself to them because he knew all people. And he did not need anyone to testify to him because he knew what was in man. You see, Jesus knew exactly who hit him. And he even knew before they even took the swing. Last week, George asked the musical question, does he still feel the nails every time I fail? I think we all know the answer to that question. But sometimes we think, let me rephrase that. Sometimes I think that Jesus can be blindfolded and that he can't see when I knowingly and willfully dishonor him. Just as he knew who hit him, he knows when I take a swing. Jeremiah 17:10 says, I, the Lord, probe into people's minds. I examine people's hearts. I deal with each person according to how he has behaved. And I give them what they deserve based on what they have done. And that scares me. But I remember the New Testament. And I remember Jesus. And I think of John's words in 1 John 1:8 and 9. But if we say we do not bear the guilt of sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. We don't have to say, guess who? It's us. But we come to remember Jesus, who forgives us. Father, we thank you so much for your greatness, for who you are, for your immense mercy and compassion and grace, that you would send Jesus, Father, to take upon our pains, take upon our weaknesses, and Father, know what we go through and know what we do. But Father, he was sinless. Father, we are not, so we come here to remember him and remember the price that he paid, Father, to reconcile us back to you, to redeem us, to buy us, to make us your children. So, Father, as we partake of these emblems, may we remember the body of Jesus, as we partake of the bread, how it was beaten and mocked and abused. Father, as we partake of this cup, may we remember the blood of Jesus that washes away the sins of the world. We pray all these things in his holy and righteous name.